When the Jewish people are just about to leave Mitzrayim, they have one last thing to do before they embark on their journey to freedom. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hey, that Uvnei Yisrael Asu Kidvar Moshe, they did it at Moshe's behest, Vishalumi Mitzrayim, they asked the Egyptians, Chlei Chesev, Chlei Zahav, Usmalot, they asked the Egyptians for their silver, their gold, and for their fine garments. Commenting on the words in the Pasuk that they did this at the behest of Moshe, Rashi quotes the Pasuk earlier in Parshat Bo, in Perek Yud Aleph, when the Jewish people were still unfortunately being enslaved. They had not been given their freedom just yet. And there, in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Bet, the Torah tells us, Hashem tells Moshe, you should tell the Jewish people that one day, Daber Ba'ezne Ha'am, you should speak to the Jewish people, Yishalu, and you should tell them, Yishalu Ish Me'esr Ehu, each person will ask his fellow, Isha Me'esr Uta, a woman will ask her fellow, for silver and for gold. And then the pasuk continues that Hashem will give the Jewish people the merit of finding favor being in the eyes of the Egyptians, and then they will actually hopefully merit all that. And clearly what the assumption seems to be by Rashi, the way we've always read this pasuk, is that this was the prediction, this was Hashem foreshadowing and forecasting what would eventually happen, that the Jewish people would ask the Egyptians for their wealth and that the Egyptians would give it to them. However, the problem with this simple reading of the two psukim and the Rashi that combines them is, as the Vilna Gaon asks in the collection Kol Eliyahu, if that's the case, what in the world is Rashi adding here in Perek Yud Bet? The pasuk already told us explicitly that the Jewish people did it because Moshe asked them. And then Rashi says yes, and Moshe asked them and quotes the pasuk where Moshe is told to ask them. So what? What's the big deal? Why would Rashi need to tell us that? All Rashi does is quote a pasuk from a chapter earlier, which predicts that Moshe will ask them. But the Torah here in Perek Yud Bet tells them that they did it because Moshe told them to do it, to Moshe asked them. So Rashi didn't add anything that wasn't already in the pasuk. Bothered by this seemingly innocent or technical question, the Vilna Gaon suggests something which I think is not only brilliant and creative in the reading of the psukim, but also I think quite profound and has a timeless lesson for all of us. Says the Vilna Gaon, perhaps what was bothering Rashi, and what really should bother all of us, is if we go back to that first pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph, where Hashem tells Moshe and is seemingly forecasting and foreshadowing that the Jewish people will ask the Egyptians for their wealth, the pasuk specifically says, Ish Esrei Ehu, a person will ask his fellow. The problem, says the Vilna Gaon, is that Chazal have a tradition, it's quoted in the Gemara, in Masechta Baba Kama, that the term Re'ehu, in biblical Hebrew, in the Torah, Re'ehu, that term, is used exclusively for Jews and their fellow Jews. It cannot possibly refer to, says the Gemara, a non-Jew. Could be your neighbor, could be your friend, could be the best man or best woman in the world. It doesn't matter. Re'ehu is a term in the Torah that's used exclusively for Jews and their fellow Jews. Therefore, how do we understand the pasuk? How could it be that that pasuk was talking about the Jewish people asking the Egyptians for their wealth when they go out of Egypt, when that word, Re'ehu, doesn't refer to non-Jews, certainly didn't refer to the Egyptians? In light of this question, the Vilna Gaon offers what, I suggest is a creative, brilliant, and stunning interpretation. He says, in fact, our whole lives, we've misread that pasuk. That first pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph is not talking about the Jewish people eventually asking the Egyptians for money. Rather, it's referring to the Jewish people borrowing and lending amongst themselves. Re'ehu, each Jew asked their fellow Jew when they needed something to lend a hand, and they did. They helped each other. And what we see from this, says the Vilna Gaon, is something incredible. Despite the privation, despite the torture the Jewish people were experiencing at that point in Egypt, and despite the fact that under such circumstances, the natural instinct would be for self-preservation and to be selfish, says the Vilna Gaon, Kafu et Yitzram. They overcame that instinct. They became selfless, even though every natural instinct would have told them to be selfish. Instead of just looking out for number one, they looked out for each other. And even though they may not have had a spare nickel or a spare blanket that they could really afford to give away, when they saw someone else who needed it even more than them, they did so. They helped each other. Says the Vilna Gaon, it was in the merit of that incredible, extraordinary act of selflessness, the fact that the first Jewish free loan societies, the first Jewish gamachs, were founded in Egypt, when it never should have happened because they had nothing to give, and whatever little they had, it's only natural to keep for yourself out of self-preservation. And it was dafka there that they turned outward instead of inward to help each other. It was in that merit, says the Vilna Gaon, that Hashem says, one day in the future when you'll ask the Egyptians for something astounding, please, on our way to freedom, can you give us all your wealth? Can you give us your silver and gold? And somehow, incredibly, and yes, I dare say, miraculously, the Jewish people will say yes. In what way did we merit to deserve this incredible miracle? Says the Vilna Gaon, that's what the Torah is telling us. Because we asked Esrei Ehu, we asked our fellow Jew, and they helped us in our time of need. Therefore, the very next Pasuk, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, tells us, V'yitein Hashem eschein ha'am b'einei, Mitzrayim, that one day there will come a time when you'll ask the Egyptians and you will find favor in their eyes and they will give it to you. In the merit of helping each other, eventually Hashem promises you'll not only go free, but you'll go free with great wealth. Wow, what an amazing interpretation. If that's what was happening in the previous chapter in Perek Yud Aleph, says the Vilna Gaon, now we understand what is occurring in our Pasuk in chapter 12 in Perek Yud Bet. When the Pasuk said, here, that the Jewish people, Asu Kidvar Moshe V'yish'alu Mi Mitzrayim, that Pasuk in Yud Bet in chapter 12 is talking about when the Jewish people actually asked the Egyptians for their money. And incredibly, the Egyptians said yes. Comes along Rashi and cites the Pasuk in the previous chapter, Perek Yud Aleph. We asked, it seems to not add anything, says the Vilna Gaon. No, it adds everything. Rashi is telling us and highlighting, why would the Egyptians do this? Why would they give away their money? And the answer was, because of what happened in chapter 11 in Perek Yud Aleph, when the Jewish people helped each other, and the merit of that incredible selflessness, we merited this tremendous gift on our way out of Egypt, of this gift of the wealth of the Egyptians.